the parliamentary families, decimated, pursued, hunted down, were dispersed. Monsieur Charles Myriel emigrated to Italy at the very beginning of the revolution. There, his wife died of a malady of the chest from which she had long suffered. He had no children. What took place next in the fate of Monsieur Myriel? The ruin of the French society of the olden days, the fall of his own family, the tragic spectacles of 93, which were, perhaps even more alarming to the emigrants who viewed them from a distance, with the magnifying powers of terror. Did these cause the ideas of renunciation and solitude to germinate in him? Was he, in the midst of these distractions, these affections which absorbed his life, suddenly smitten with one of those mysterious and terrible blows which sometimes overwhelm, by striking to his heart a man whom public catastrophes would not shake, by striking at his existence and his fortune? No one could have told. All that was known was that when he returned from Italy, he was a priest. In 1804, Monsieur Myriel was the cure of B. Brignol. He was already advanced in years and lived in a very retired manner. About the epoch of the coronation, some petty affair connected with his curacy, just what is not precisely known, took him to Paris. Among other powerful persons to whom he went to solicit aid for his...